This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boog Shumby, Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
Oh, did he get it? PCA, down the line, and it's gone! Swing and a drive, right field, way back, we are on top! Kyle Tucker! High fly ball out towards left center field. That one back on its way, and it's gone!
Here we go.
Carson Kelly have a day.
I wasn't aware this was a Redhead Day. What about you, a gift to celebrate?
And it is, in fact, World Redhead Day. Ma'am, happy World Redhead Day.
Be kind to your redheaded friends.
Yeah, man. Leave the gingers alone. They're good people.
John Shumby on 670 The Score.
Now, that's how you open it up as we broadcast live from Gallagher Way. It is Raheemi and Harris on The Score, and we are thrilled to have John Shumby, the baritone, the red hair, and the incredible sneakers, because you know his collection is on point. We got some silver sneaks today. John Shumby, yeah, let's start with that. You always have a great sneaker collection. I always like hearing about what you got on.
These I found online. I had to do some hunting. Again, part of my sneaker love started because it's a bit of a scavenger hunt. I'm 6'1", but I'm size 15. Sort of like I feel like eventually I'm going to hit that growth spurt. Still feel like I probably will play in the NBA as like 6'8 power forward. But until that happens, it's hard for me to find shoes. So it becomes this thing. It's not as easy as I like those, I want those. It becomes I like those, and then I have to go search for them, and that's how it started. So today, I mean, to be honest, these are straight up just dig me, like look at me, but I like them.
That's okay.
And they're Jordans.
The attention is appreciated. As somebody who used to sell shoes for a living, athletic shoes specifically, and we've come so far, so long, in terms of how we get the 14-plus audience their shoes. Because it used to be like, this is what's available. But now, because of the internet, you can find pretty much anything if you're willing to, as you say, go on that treasure hunt.
No question. So that's yeah, we pick stuff out, and I try and have some fun. It's funny because every once in a while I'll wear shoes and I'll punt, and I'll have somebody just walk up to me and look down at my shoes and then just, like, shake their head like, what's up, man? I was hoping you'd deliver with something today.
Wow.
And usually then I'll say, look, you know, they expect you to zig. You got to zag.
I do always love talking about it, though, because I feel like it is such a part of culture in sports. And love always hearing you on the call. I love that there's a combination of now – Cubs notary people when it comes to you, the ginger, on the Cubs play-by-play staff. And then we also have Justin Turner. And I laugh because I'll go back years to a question that the great Vin Scully asked Justin Turner about the report that had come out about 10 years ago that redheads were going extinct.
Yeah. Untrue.
And Turner was like, well, you know, I think he said his wife is also a redhead, so they were hoping to help extend the streak a little bit farther in genetics. It became a thing.
It did become a thing. Here's the worst part for me is I ID as a ginger, but But let's be honest, I'm getting older and grayer, and so the intercept point, I'm now, my hair color is a little different, and I've had multiple times somebody describe me to a friend, hey, I met your friend, blah, 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 who, yeah, the blonde guy. And it's taken us forever because I'm being described as blonde now, and it just, it hurts my soul.
Wow. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, right?
I feel like gingers fight the battle against gray hair a little bit more well-armed because it takes longer for the gray to set in for
a
ginger.
So it also blends in better. Like, as somebody who has black hair and also gray hair, it's not easy. I will point that out.
It's a very harsh line.
That's another segment for us, Layla. We'll address that another time.
Let's talk about this baseball team, the Cubs, right now. And this I've been pointing to this series specifically, not just because Paul Skenes is in town. Great matchup today, by the way, against Cade Horton. But, like, I feel like you really need to make something happen to spring forward this weekend, because after this, the grind goes back to being the grind, if you will, with all these teams that are in playoff hunts and feeling like they have a chance to make something happen as well. No teams at 500 or below after this until you get to the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's a stretch. So I hear what you're saying. I mean, you want to take three or four from the Pirates, and then, you know, the Brewers and the Mariners come in, and it is from there forward, yeah, difficult. I think one of the things that's been a positive with this team is they just do today, and they worry about, how do we get a win today? Is the wind blowing out? Yeah, then, you know, we're going to swing hard, take lots of chances, and hopefully the homers will come. Is it not? You know, last night was a good example. The wind was not blowing out, and yet they still collected a couple of homers. What's been fun is that this team has multiple ways to score. So when it's not so easy to get the two people on and hit it over the wall, they'll steal bases. They're aggressive with their base running. They're athletic. I think they've been fun to watch. I keep making this point, and I don't know that in real time people process it this way. Teams that step on the plate a lot are fun to watch. You watch a team score a lot, you're like, I like that team. I mean, seriously. So that's one of the main things that's been fun about this team, and they could do it in a bunch of ways.
One of the things that we wanted to touch on, but we ended up talking a lot about, just Ryan Pressly getting back to the ninth inning, was also PCA gets a day off, and here he is swinging at something Marshall joked was over my head. And you're going, how did you make contact with that? He does it low. He does it high. Comes in after his first day off of the season and is able to do that. How do you describe what you're seeing when it comes to what he's doing at the plate?
It's been amazing. And, I mean, look, these are not wall scrapers that he hits as well. He's super, you know, the phrase you hear a lot, he's super twitchy. You know, he's really athletic. When the NBA draft combine was here, I ran into a bunch of college basketball coaches who are huge baseball fans, and they were all like, man, that kid in center field, I'd like to see him on a basketball court. And you could just see the athleticism, you know, that he has. So I think the slug has taken us all by surprise. He's only 23 years old. I don't think anybody anticipated that he was going to hit for this type of power. Everything else you thought, the defense, the running, etc. But the power has been unbelievable. And as you mentioned, to be able to make contact and deliver slug on pitches that are in his eyes and pitches that are near his shoes, it's pretty wild.
Do you think that makes it harder for pitchers because they don't know? It's almost like he's unpredictable in terms of what he will swing at. And also, not just that he'll swing anything, but he can actually hurt you with some of these pitches. You're like, this is a safe pitch to throw to try to get him to chase. And yes, he just chased it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, so I don't think that there's any question. Look, to me, if I put my nerd hat on and you told me anonymous player X, and the first thing you're going to tell me is he has the highest swing rate in baseball, then the next thing you're going to tell me is he has the third highest chase rate in baseball, and we'd stop there and you'd say, okay, so what do you think about this player? My first thought would be no.
Wow.
Would not be a fan. But ultimately, his ability to make contact in zone and out of zone is really special, and to answer your question, yeah, I think it makes it really difficult for pitchers because they're just not sure. You can throw him a non-strike and he can waffle it. You throw him a strike and he can waffle it. Yeah, it makes it hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're talking to John Boogshambi. He's the play-by-play announcer for the Cubs on Marquee Sports Network. You can hear him far and wide across our nation. And you've been using your platform ever since I've known you, over a decade, for a wonderful cause. And it's something that I know means a lot to you, and it means a lot to us when we hear you talk about it and what we've seen. This Sunday, June 15th, is Lou Gehrig Day at Wrigley Field. You can participate in the Lou Gehrig Day auction, bid on items like game-used Cubs jerseys, and much more. Now that's at Cubs.com/auctions. Cubs.com/auctions is the address. Net proceeds benefit Project Main Street. I know that this is something that means a lot to you. What do you think of just how Cubs fans and baseball fans all over the country have given back to this? And what do you want people to know about your work?
So the first thing is, when I got this job, one of the first things I said to the Cubs and the folks at Marquee was that this is something that's important to me. It ended up being my first year, was the first year they did Lou Gehrig Day. I can't say enough nice things about the way the Cubs immediately supported my want to raise awareness and raise money for patient care. That's what Project Main Street does. My connection is a childhood friend of mine, Tim Sheehy. We met when I was 7 years old, grew up in New York City. He's a real good college soccer player. He was diagnosed with ALS in 2005, and he died in 2007. And in the middle, we made Project Main Street to, you know, help people out. And I loved that I get a chance to mention Tim, to think about Tim and smile, and then try to connect and help people. But also just to raise awareness. I just think that there are so many people that don't know about this disease, that it's 100% fatal, which is crazy. And so for Sunday, we have the auction, a couple of highlights on the auction items. PCA is kind enough. We designed some special spikes he's going to wear, and then we're going to auction them off. And I think he's going to sign them. I just found out that Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, he got the whole band to sign a guitar, and we're going to auction that off, which is pretty amazing. Play-by-play for a half inning in the Marquee booth, tours, game-used jerseys, as you mentioned. And then thanks to the guys at Obvious Shirts, they do the end ALS shirts that kind of have that Run DMC vibe to them. So, you know, all that, the money goes to directly to people dealing with ALS. So that's basically how we've been doing it.
And for people who don't understand Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and what it is, I've met people. And when I was in Philadelphia for 11 years working with the Phillies, they're really big. ALS festival.
Yeah, we just were there for it. Yep.
That we broadcast live from and everything. And you would see these people year after year. Someone gets diagnosed, and you see them the next year, and you can just see how debilitating the disease is.
And you see the decline, right?
They're gone.
Yeah.
And it's just so amazing that a disease can do so much, and there really has been little headway in terms of finding a
cure.
True.
Yeah, it's really, really unfortunate. So again, you know, we're in 2025. The idea that we still have a disease that's 100% fatal is really disappointing. And I think just my fantasy would be, as much as I'd love to raise money for Project Main Street, I would trade every dollar that we could raise if next year all 30 or all 15 stadiums had people wearing end ALS shirts, every person in there, just for the messaging. Because I just think if you go out here and you were to ask people what is ALS, I think that too many of them would have no idea. And so we're farther away than with other diseases. And I think that the awareness component is really, really crucial.
It does matter. It goes back to the ice bucket challenge. Right. That was the first way a lot of people heard. Obviously, it's near and dear to Chicago sports fans' hearts, of course. I think of baseball fans because I just love Sarah Lang's work, and I have for a long time. And I know that there has been progress made as far as time that people have gotten.
A little more.
If they have ALS since that ice bucket challenge, it did make a difference for people's quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Ice Bucket Challenge is founded by Pete Frates, who was a Boston College baseball player. I was fortunate enough to get connected with Pete and his family. Towards the end, I would be doing Sunday night baseball games in Boston, and he would come in his wheelchair and just sit in the back of the booth and put headphones on, and I talked to him between innings. He lost his battle in 2019, and you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge raised over $200 million, but there's a lot more that needs to be done. There's no doubt.
Unfortunately, a drop in the bucket. John Shambi, anything else you want people to know while we have you about what goes on this weekend?
I appreciate it. Again, if you can get involved in terms of the auction, that's great. If you want to buy one of those NALS T-shirts, that's awesome. And then I guess the one other thing is you can go to projectmainstreet.org. Any donation helps. You know, if you can donate $10. Again, it goes directly to people that are being affected. The cost associated with this disease, it's incredible how much healthcare does not cover. So, you know, round and round it goes. Every little bit helps. So thanks, you guys.
Thank you. John Boogshami, always good to hear you. He's got the call with Jim Deshaies. And who's on the sideline today for
it
you guys?
It is Elise Menneker.
Elise Menneker. I know I've seen her a lot do pregame and postgame. Good crew on Marquee Sports Network and kind enough to take the time to talk to us about a litany of subjects. We love it. It's like a baseball broadcast.
Thanks
all in
so much,
one.
John.
It's
we
great to see you guys.
Again, one more time, if you are interested, and it is a wonderful cause, Cubs.com/auctions. ObviousShirts.com. That is where you can help with this great cause.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.